Well, welcome to this week's edition of 8 Remarkable Ways to Immediately Eliminate Stress in Public Speaking and Unleash the Power of Your Podcast. This is Scott Patton from podcasting-unleashed.com and
Jesse James from developyourvocalpower.com.
How are you doing this week, Jesse?
I'm doing great, Scott. I'm very excited to be back on the air.
Now, me too. So in the last 3 podcasts, we've been talking about the 8 ways to eliminate stress in public speaking. And the first of those ways was we discussed passion. And we're going to be spending all of this podcast talking about passion and how we can bring out passion in our podcast. So how do you do that, Jesse?
Well, that's a really good question, Scott. There are a lot of people that are very passionate and very excited people. But it's not always clear what they are passionate and excited about.
Oh, yes.
So along with having passion, it's got to be included as having passion for your subject. Whatever that subject is, it doesn't matter whether it's how to fix a car or how to cook brownies. You've got to absolutely love it. If you don't love it, nobody else is going to. That's a real key thing.
Right.
So if you're going to put out a podcast, if you're going to put out a podcast that you're hoping and praying that people are going to listen to, you better love the subject. Nothing is more dull than listening to someone who really couldn't care one way or the other whether you're listening to them or not.
Right.
Now, I've been listening to a few podcasts out there, and a couple of the ones I listen to have a certain title, but when I listen to it, I have no idea what they're talking about. They're just chit-chatting back and forth and using a wonderful medium that equalizes the airwaves, and really wasting the time, in my opinion. They're giving no value to the people who are listening because the passion that they have is the passion for being on the air and listening to themselves speak, not the passion for the subject that they're conveying to other people.
Oh, and that's an important distinction then.
Very important. Passion alone is not enough. Passion for something that may have value to other people is everything.
So when someone is starting to think about how they're going to plan out their podcast, how does the passion fit in with that?
Well, everybody has something that they care deeply about. And it's really important to find what that thing is. A great way to start is to make a list of things you love. And you might come up with snowboarding, taking your pet for a walk, going to work, paying taxes, whatever it is
right.
that you might be passionate about. Huh. Probably the last two are low on the list in most people's minds.
Right, right.
And when you've got that list, you might make a list of 10 different things, because our society does not promote getting in touch with passion. And I find that a lot of people don't even know what they're passionate about.
Well, as a mentor at the Internet Marketing Center, that's one of the major issues that we deal with on an ongoing basis, because people will come to us and say, I want to have an online business, Scott, but I don't know what it should be. And I'll say, well, what are you interested in? And they'll say, I'm not interested in anything. And I'll say, well, you've got to be interested in something. And it can take us hours and hours and weeks of effort before they start realizing, oh, yeah, I'm passionate about that, and I'm passionate about this. And it's interesting, too, because my experience is once people kind of get through that and they realize they are passionate about stuff and they're aware of one thing that they're passionate about, it magnifies. Like, it just keeps, it's like the snowball rolling down the hill and becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. They find more and more things in their life that they're passionate about. And it strikes me as amazing that people can go through life and have no real understanding of mm-hmm. their own passions.
Exactly. I think the word passion sometimes is off-putting to people. It scares them.
Mm.
They go, oh, what? Well, a passion? I don't know. Well, I'm really interested in certain things.
Right.
But they don't equate it to passion. So it may be safer to say for some people, what is it that you're really interested in? What do you do, whether you're paid for it or not?
Yeah. What questions do people ask you all the time? Like, how do you fix your car? Or, where is a good place to go for dinner? Those all kind of reflect where people see you as being an expert, right?
Exactly. Passion and being an expert. Sometimes we're so passionate about something that we don't even know that we are, and we don't even know that it might be special to somebody else as well.
Right. That's a really good point. Like many people that I've talked to here at the Internet Marketing Center have said, well, I'm interested in this, but I don't think anybody else is. And on the Internet, where you've got hundreds and hundreds of millions of people, you can be pretty sure that if you're excited about something, there's a whole pile of other people that are just as excited about it as you are.
Right. And there are things that you do now that maybe nobody else can do. But again, it's our culture that doesn't credit us with saying, you know, I'm really good at this.
Yeah.
I met a man at a seminar after I was speaking about how important passion was. And he said, oh, you know, I'm not very passionate about anything, and I'm not really very good at anything. I'm just a handyman. And, you know, well, if somebody wanted to pick up their house and turn it 180 degrees on its foundations, I can do that. But, and I looked at him and my jaw dropped, and I said, what? You know how to do that? And I got on my knees and bowed down in front of him. And he was really taken aback. He had never thought that the ability to understand and accomplish the engineering that that requires was not only a skill, but he really loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
A light bulb went off in him. He went, oh, you mean I'm an expert in this?
Yeah.
And people want to know about this? I said, sure, if I bought a house that was facing the wrong direction at a real bargain and I wanted to optimize it and I knew that there was someone who could pick it up and turn it with no problem.
That just blows my mind, because I just can't imagine somebody doing that, right? It's the same thing when you see people moving houses. I just can't imagine how they can pick the whole thing up without it falling apart.
Right.
But it happens all the time.
And that's one, well, rather large but unique example.
Right.
Of someone who was not aware of his own skill and almost was afraid to admit that he loved it. Because it wasn't the normal sexy thing that people think when they hear the word passion.
And you know, Jesse, that brings up another really, really good point, in that there are so many people that they think that they have to be like a financial guru, or they have to have the greatest health product in order to make money on the Internet. And the truth of the matter is that there's a lot of people who are taking very, very obscure markets and being very, very successful in them because nobody else is paying any attention to it. And there's all these people that want information on, say, how to keep Asian bugs out of their homes or...
Exactly.
And
well, part of the paradigm shift is a consciousness shift, is to stop thinking about your own village and your own town.
Because it is a global village, for sure.
And in a global village, if you find 4,000 people out of how many billions on this planet that are into what you're into, you can make a pretty comfortable living from that.
There are people that are making a ton of money from a market of 200 people.
Wow.
Yeah, so you don't think that you need to have millions and millions of people. I always call it the Walmart syndrome, where, you know, there's Walmart's got everything in it, right? And there's these huge superstores, and it's like, if you think that that's how to be successful on the Internet, I'm here to tell you it's very, very difficult to do that, because you don't have billions of dollars to spend on advertising. And it's a shotgun approach. But if you can be really, really laser focused on a small market and really look after that market and be passionate about it, because nobody thinks of a Walmart clerk as being particularly passionate about, you know, their job, you'll definitely stand out.
Mm-hmm. I want to say something else about passion, too. Passion isn't always born of something that you love. It can be born of outrage.
Yes.
My personal outrage is poor teaching quality. And that has fueled me to create courses and coaching programs for teachers to create dynamic learning environments in their classrooms. Now, I can say on the one hand, I love teaching, but on the other hand, what fuels it is the outrage that poor teaching exists, and that I might be in a place to do something about that. That personal outrage has fueled me to work with anybody that gets up in front of any group to create dynamic environments for those people and create a real experience for those people, not just download information into their heads.
Right.
That's one of the things that passion provides you, that you don't talk at people. You inspire them and give them hope, create possibilities for them, tune them into their own outrage and empower them to do something about it.
That's right. Well, we do these boot camps, as you know, Jesse, and one of the things that really amazes me is the number of people that come up and they say, you know, I spent $10,000 on this catalog site and I've had it for a year, 2 years. It's never made me a penny. What do I have to do? And I think, man, you know, it's exactly the opposite philosophy to what we teach at the Internet Marketing Center, right? Is you don't try to be everything to everybody. You try and find a particular niche market that you love and you go after that. And the people out there selling these turnkey solutions where all you got to do is put the website up and people will come, just really, really, just blows my mind, because it's just so untrue and not, you know, I mean, there's maybe the odd person that can be successful that way, but most people just get sucked in and it just blows my mind. So I understand totally where you're coming from in terms of rage and anger fueling what we do.
Well, it's a great transformer. Outrage.
Yes.
Then it can be transformed into the thing that you love. I was having another thought about passion. Passion, well, first of all, passion that is unfocused doesn't capture people's attention. Passion that you said, like, has a laser focus makes people go, oh, yeah, I get it. I know exactly what he's talking about, and I want more of that. And in the world of podcasting and web design that you were just talking about the Walmart sites that nobody comes to, then you have to get involved in what the Internet Marketing Center is known so well for, is finding traffic and driving it to your site.
Yeah.
We're talking about in this podcast what keeps them there once they've found your podcast.
That's
what
right.
makes them want to be subscribers and come back for more. The Internet Marketing Center provides a lot of the tools for getting them there in the first place, isn't that right?
Yeah. And one of the big things we talk about is utilizing your passion and utilizing your voice, although it happens to be in terms of email and sales letters and that sort of thing, as opposed to sound like it would be on podcasting. But we look for a very personal voice because people connect with that. They don't connect with the cold corporate voice that you see out there. And if you're huge like IBM or Microsoft, it doesn't matter. But if you're a small one or two man operation, then there's a huge value in having that face, because people will trust that a lot more than they will someone who's kind of hiding behind their website, right? You need to be up front and out there. And that's what makes podcasting so powerful, right? Because you hear the tone of voice, you hear the passion in the person's words, and that's a very, very difficult thing to do on the written word, on the written page, on the screen, right?
It is. It's also quite difficult to express it through the voice. I have noted that, like we said, there's some people that just can't identify their passion. There are other people who can. However, when it comes to expressing their passion vocally, verbally, through their body and through their voice, they have almost a membrane that keeps them from doing that, as if being too excited about something were deemed inappropriate by the society.
Right.
The more excited you are, almost like a 10-year-old kid who runs into his parents' room at 6 o'clock in the morning and says, "Play with me!" That kind of excitement.
Right.
When you allow yourself the freedom to express yourself in that way, that's captivating and magnetic.
Absolutely.
And for many people, expressing passion and having it visibly and audibly heard and seen is living way outside their comfort zone.
Yes.
the anonymity of podcasting, in that people can't see you, they don't know where you are, they don't know what you're doing, should free you enormously to take risks in that area.
Right. And actually, one of the things that came up when you were talking about that was, you know, the more you do the podcast, the more you practice, which is the third way that we'll be talking about in a few podcasts from this one, all helps to get over that particular problem.
That's right. Yeah, those eight ways that we've named are optimized to take you there.
Yeah.
So that people want to subscribe to your podcast and can't wait for the next one to download.
Which seems to be a really good time for me to segue into our time is up, and this podcast is going to be coming to an end in just a couple seconds, and you're going to have to tune in next time to hear about how to get the excitement into your voice, which is the second of the eight ways to eliminate stress in public speaking.
And right now, as you're listening to this, make a list of 10 things that you love, you care about, you are outraged by, you will live and die for. And when you've got that list of 10, circle 3 and focus in on those. Turn on your recorder and start talking.
And next time we're going to show you how to get really excited to share that information, because there are millions of people that want to hear what you've got to say in the wonderful new world of podcasting.
That's right, Scott. I'm looking forward to coming back and looking forward to having all of you come back to walk you through each of the steps in a little more depth.
Me too, Jesse. This is Scott Patton for podcasting-unleashed.com.
And Jesse James for developyourvocalpower.com.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.